Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you so much that our hearts are overwhelmed and just blessed to know that we come from you. We are your idea. Amen. Not just us, this whole world and all that is in it. Thank you, Lord, that you had all this beauty in mind for us so that we could call on you, we could wake up to you and then find ourselves in you. In you we live and move and have our being because we are your offspring, your children. And thank you, you have made everything beautiful for us now in Jesus. And we appreciate that and through the power of the Holy Spirit and through the love of your word. So bless this day to us again, Lord, as we look into your word and be inspired, encouraged, and motivated. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Greetings, disciple saints, brothers and sisters in the Lord. Our readings is Romans chapter 6 from verse 15 to 19. What then? Are we to sin because we are not under law but under grace? By no means. You know, you're not under law now, you're in the sufficiency. My grace is your sufficiency, the Lord tells Paul. And that's it. And we have sufficient now in the authors of life, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. They are life and they want life and they made us to have life in them, in the fellowship of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. But yeah, so by no means we want to now partake. You can go back to Romans 5 of the abundance life, where it says in it we reign in life through the one man, Jesus Christ, because of the abundance gift of grace and the free gift of righteousness. Hallelujah. Okay, let's go further. As obedience saves. Do you not know that if you present yourselves to anyone as obedient slaves, you are slaves of the one whom you obey, either of sin, which leads to death, or of obedience, which leads to righteousness. We all were deceived and caught up under the powers and principalities of darkness, and we saw the death that it brought, the pain that it brought, the harm that it brought. But now we choose to be obedient, and knowing it leads to righteousness. All the rights of a child of the living God, all the rights of having a wonderful father, a wonderful big brother, and a wonderful Holy Spirit, like a mother watching over us and nursing us and leading us into the fullness of life that we have in the Father and Son. But thanks be to God that you were once slaves of sin, have become obedient from the heart to the standard of teachings to which you were committed. So this is so important. You know, there's obedience is of the heart had to be committed to the Lord so we could be circumcised in the heart and our praise could be from God. And that's what God desires for Jew and Gentile. And we see that in Romans chapter 2, the last verse. And why must we be obedient from the heart to what? To the standard of teachings. And what is the standard of teachings? The standard of teachings is the gospel. The standard of teachings is the truth. Jesus said, you know the truth, and the truth will set you free. And then the standard of teaching, this gospel that saves you, as the teachings of truth, you take hold and you need committed. You and having been set free from sin, you see, the standard of teachings tell you you're free from sin. Sin is a done deal. And what does it also tell you? You have become slaves of righteousness. Can you see the necessity of knowing the truth, knowing the gospel? You've got this powerful, wonderful testimonies from the disciples that walked with Jesus, and then a disciple that didn't walk with Jesus, that was just called out of darkness into the light. The Lord knocked him off his horse, Paul. And here we got the beautiful understandings. These are guys that are in the reality of this new and this better covenant that is telling us all these beautiful things. We're reading Paul's letters here now to wake us up to this greatness that has come. Amen. Jesus is ruling and reigning to fill all this earth. And he's given us, first of all, apostles. Who's the apostles? The apostles is the disciples. So it's these truths we need to take hold of here so that we can be the slaves of righteousness, no more deceived by sin, darkness, and lies of the devil. Okay. And then he goes on, I am speaking in human terms because of your natural limitations. For just as you once presented your members as slaves to impurity and to lawlessness leading to more lawlessness, so now present your members as slaves to righteousness leading to sanctification, being set apart unto your calling, set apart unto your purpose, set apart to stay with your God, set apart to flow with your God in tune and being everything he made you to be, because you are here for a time such as this. So be blessed, arise and shine, and hold on to the gospel, the good news of your salvation. Amen. And find, then you wake up to freedom to be everything God made you to be, a blessing, a light in the darkness, a river in the desert, a shadow of a great rock in a weary land. Have a blessed weekend. Love you guys. Good. Lackaday. Bye.